Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Chandler Gwadnin with your morning headlines for Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. A federal judge has ordered the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to revisit part of its decision not to protect Yellowstone National Park's bison as an endangered species. Buffalo Field Campaign and Western Watersheds Project groups argue that two separate groups of bison in the park are genetically distinct. The Fish and Wildlife Service cites a different study and says the herds are not genetically distinct. The Billings Gazette reports that a federal judge in Washington, D.C. has ruled that the federal agency failed to articulate why it chose one study over the other. The Fish and Wildlife Service rejected the bison endangered species listing request in 2019. A surge in COVID-19 cases is causing a local school to close its doors this week. East Idaho News reports that Chief Targhee Elementary Academy has made the decision to cancel classes for the week. According to a report released Friday, there were 112 active cases on the Fort Hall reservation. Eastern Idaho Public Health reports that there were 2,480 cases throughout Eastern Idaho as of Friday. Classes are scheduled to resume at the academy on January 24th. A local hospital is giving back to the community. According to Local News 8, Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center has given 62 working hospital beds to healthcare education programs in the area. The donation comes after the hospital recently upgraded the beds in their facilities. The gift is approximated to be worth $300,000. Beds were given to Idaho State University, Blackfoot High School, and Idaho Falls School District 93, among others. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.